Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with TopTradeDeck Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 12th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 16 cents, 533. That was a penny off its highs. September wheat up 25 and three quarter cents at 640 and three quarters. That was 4¾ cents off the highs. November beans up 21 cents, 1350 and a quarter. That was about 4½ cents off the highs. Meal was up 360, oil was up 142. Minneapolis wheat was up 43 cents at 857. Wasn't a new high, but it was a new high close there. The report's obviously a little bit friendly out here. The USDA left the corn yield and the bean yield unchanged. Corn production was up 175 million bushels from last month due to the increase in the acres from the June 30th report, but they left the yields unchanged. The corn carryout was raised 75 million bushels to 1432. Beans were left unchanged. Wheat was down 105 million bushels. I think the interesting number was the spring wheat number. It was a 345 million bushel carryout. That was 100 million less than what they were looking for, and 240 million under what it was a year ago. They lowered the corn in Brazil by 5.5 million metric tons, but it was still 1.5 million metric tons above the average guess out there. So those were the highlights of the reports. Minneapolis wheat, in my opinion, remains very friendly out here. I think it's going to continue to gain on Chicago and Kansas City. I mean, we don't have enough milling wheat out there. So are they going to be able to import some? You know, we'll have to see, but it's certainly going to be tight. Now, what the carryouts are telling us is that if we just lose one bushel an acre on bean yield, we've got a big problem out here. If we shave the corn yield 3 bushels to the acre, we take the corn, you know, down to pretty low numbers out here, maybe 1.2 million bushels. Now, are we going to do that, or are we going to stay with these higher yield estimates? We've had great rains in much of the Midwest. We know that the Dakotas are still missing a lot of rain, southern Minnesota, a little bit of northwest Iowa, but there's more rains on the way. So I'm not sure that what's happening, you know, every place except where it's bad, I would say it's enough to offset what's ever happening there. And we can see some pretty big yields out here, without a doubt. The beans, we're not going to really know until August. If we start getting closer to August and see the August weather forecast is hotter and drier, then I think the beans can certainly rally substantially from where we're at. If it comes out with more rains in August, I think these beans are awful high priced out here. So we are where we've been out here, you know, trying to figure out what the yields are going to be. Obviously, we just can't afford to yield. We really lose anything in the beans and very little in the corn. And I'd say that's where we're at right about now. So I think prices are pretty well fairly priced. Do the funds want to blow out of the long corn? We'll have to see. They didn't today, but I would imagine after today's action, we could see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow in the corn and the beans. I don't think it was quite as good as one would expect out here. The options certainly didn't indicate that there's a huge bull fever out there in the next couple of weeks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.